This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The 17th-ranked Gopher volleyball team swept past Fairfield in the opening round of the NCAA tournament last night, 25-12, 25-7, and 25-13. Head coach Keegan Cook says he felt his team getting hyped about midweek.
I thought it was probably Wednesday or Thursday when some of the decals started to go down in the building that I saw the enthusiasm pick up a little bit. But I don't know, I trust these guys. You know, even if the start of a week is slow, I trust them that they're taking care of their bodies and that when it's time to play, that they'll be ready to go. So again, you'd rather be in the path than anywhere else, and we had to work hard to be here, and so we want to make the most of this last opportunity we have this season to play in front of our fans. We know they're going to show up, and I expect us to as well.
The Gophers take on Iowa State tonight for a Sweet 16 berth at Maturi Pavilion. The Cyclones beat St. Thomas yesterday in five sets. The Gopher men's hockey team lost at Ohio State last night in overtime 6-5. Minnesota Duluth beat Western Michigan 4-1. St. Cloud State lost to North Dakota 4-3. Minnesota State Mankato whipped Ferris State 5-1. Bemidji State lost to Augustana 3-1. And St. Thomas fell at home to Lake Superior State 5-3. The Wild are at Vancouver tonight, while the Timberwolves host the LA Clippers this evening. The St. Thomas women's basketball team is at Montana tonight. College football, Minnesota State Mankato's at Ferris State in the D2 playoffs, while Bethel hosts UW-Platteville, and St. John's visits UW-River Falls in the D3 playoffs. The Vikings continue to get ready for tomorrow's home game against the Washington Commanders. They plan to start star quarterback Jaden Daniels to the Commanders. Minnesota head coach Kevin O'Connell.
Jaden is, as talented as they come. We saw it on display last year. You know, obviously when he, you know, had the year he had, he's had, you know, that same impact when he's been on the field. So we've kind of went about it all week like we were going to see him.
And the Vikings, of course, are going to start J.J. McCarthy. He's back from concussion protocol. Tomorrow's game will kick off at noon at U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown Minneapolis. This is MNN Sports.